This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England. Claire, St Chad's Church is doing something quite special over a period of 5 years to commemorate the First World War. Can you talk to us a bit about what's taking place over the 5 years and then also what's taking place specifically on Wednesdays?
Yes, of course. St Chad's is very lucky to be the custodian of the Rolls of Honour for the County of Shropshire. I don't believe that any other county tried to produce the Roll of Honour after the Great War for the entire county, but Shropshire did, and it's now cared for in St Chad's Church, along with a Roll of Honour for the Second World War and the two Rolls of Honour for our local regiment, the King's Shropshire Light Infantry, for both the First and the Second War. And we're also very privileged that our St Aidan's Chapel has been dedicated as a military chapel to our local regiment, the King's Shropshire Light Infantry, for over 50 years. As we approached the anniversary of the Great War, I realised that the Roll of Honour that was produced in 1922 for the county was quite difficult for relatives to find names in. It's listed by village, and there's a huge possibility that someone would come in thinking that their great-grandfather, great-uncle, or whoever would be listed under one village and fail to find them because of the way it's been done. But I then also realised that even more distressingly, quite a few names had been missed. And conscious of the fact that we would be welcoming a large number of visitors over the anniversary, we needed to do something about it. There are two fantastic researchers in Shropshire who'd not previously been connected with the church at all, and their names are Neil Evans and Phil Morris. And these two wonderful men had spent almost 15 years each researching the war memorials throughout the county, visiting and photographing everyone, researching every name, cross-referencing between the pair of them, because they didn't start together. They came together and helped each other correct their mistakes and sort everything out. And when we met them, these two very, very generous and conscientious men offered to share the results of their work with St Chad's. And so we were both able to produce a new Roll of Honour for the county, not only to complement and certainly not replace the 1922 roll, but also to provide the information about all the men and the women listed on Shropshire memorials who died in order of their date of death. And because we had that, we realised that we could do something for each individual person from Shropshire who died. And we're holding services every Wednesday at 5 o'clock to remember all those listed on Shropshire memorials who died 100 years ago that week. So we started in August 2014 when we remembered the very first three men from the county to die, who were William Bone, who lived in Ketley, Jacob Griffiths, who lived in Whitchurch, and Percy Taylor of Bridgnorth. And these services will continue every week on a Wednesday at 5 o'clock until June 2019. And that's right, I did say 19. Although the war finished in 18, the deaths didn't stop. And indeed, there were a great many deaths immediately after the end of the war. And they continued. And the last man listed on a Shropshire memorial to die was Hubert Parr, and he died in May 1927. And so our service on the anniversary of the Treaty of Versailles will include his name as we read all those who died after, whose anniversaries will fall after that date. So the focus of what we're doing is God's love and care for every single individual. And so every man and woman has the same approach in the service. Their name is read, a candle is lit for them, and we're also listing every single man and woman on the date of their death on Twitter. Very modern format, but it is something that we can do for no great cost to ensure that everyone is remembered in the same way.
I mean, this is a monumental task to take on. You know, a 5-year period, every single name. It sounds absolutely incredible. What's been the response so far? You've been going for nearly 2 years. What's been the response so far to this?
It's been wonderful. Sometimes there are only a very few of us. Sometimes the numbers are very large. But when a relative is able to come, it's quite a small informal service in our chapel. And so as relatives arrive, possibly people that don't very often go to church, don't get involved, we try and give them a role that they'd like to play in the service. If they'd like to, there's a chance for them to read their relative's name during the service, or to take part by laying a wreath if they'd like to do that. And so people can play as much part as they'd like to ensure that their relative's name is remembered. And the effect on the individual families is utterly humbling. It makes me realise that actually this is all worthwhile. It seemed like a bit of a mad idea, and occasionally it still does. But the fact that we are able to value each individual means so much to the family that it's more than worth doing. It's a huge honour to be able to.
Now, keeping on this kind of military link, St Chad's Church was the first church to sign the Armed Forces Covenant. And I believe we had an interview a couple of weeks ago with, who was it at the church?
Our vicar, Father Mark Chadwick, was interviewed about it.
And, I mean, what effect has that had on the church in terms of playing a part in the military's life and being around for them?
In some ways, perhaps nothing at all, because all the covenant has done is stated what we've always done. We've always been the civic church for Shrewsbury, and so we've held services for Remembrance Day, for the Battle of Britain, and for freedom parades through the town. We've always had links with local military barracks or whatever. And so the covenants simply enabled us to state that welcome that we've always had for members of the armed forces. But perhaps it's also given us a chance to be a little more explicit that we do understand some of the difficulties of service life. Church is very much about community, it's about people, and it's about links and relationships. Perhaps if you've moved very often, it's hard to find a church for a link if you'd like your child baptised. You're not sure about approaching them, you might find it difficult to explain that, yes, you won't come very often and you might not ever come in the future because you'll be posted on elsewhere. But it's still important that we make that family welcome, that we understand that perhaps mum or dad might be away, posted, and only come back in time for the service. We might not see a lot of them, but there's still a welcome there for them. If what we're doing about the First War is in some ways looking backwards, I think the signing of the covenant is very much looking forward to a continuing relationship with those who are currently serving and those who've recently served, that there is a welcome for them at St Chad's. One of the very special things that we've said in our covenant pledge is about the welcome that any service person with a disability following their service would be most welcome. And so I was absolutely delighted that our church warden who signed the covenant was Sally Seymour, who happens to use a wheelchair. And that was, for us, a very clear statement that, of course, she's as much part of St Chad's as anybody else. And so anybody that comes to St Chad's with any disability can play as much of a part as Sally plays with us.
Now you're nearly 2 years in. You've got another 3 years to go before this kind of project comes to an end. For those people who obviously couldn't make it to the church to be part of the Wednesday services, you mentioned there was a Twitter account. Could you tell us what the Twitter account is so that people can follow it? And also, have you had any engagement on Twitter about what you're doing?
We've had a huge response on Twitter. I use two Twitter accounts. the World War WW1 Rest in Peace account is the one that I use simply to list the deaths day by day. And you'll find I've been quite busy today, and I'll be even more busy on the 14th of July, which is the worst day for our local regiment in the entire war. So when the national focus has moved on from the Somme, as I'm sure it will do, the focus for Shropshire for the Somme is the 14th of July, which is the worst day. So World War One Rest in Peace lists day by day those people who've died 100 years ago that day. And I always try and include Twitter accounts for the local town or village to make sure that people currently living in that place know about it. And I've had huge response from different parts of the county, people retweeting, replying, liking, giving more information about the people concerned. And also to follow the project in general, there's Shrops WW1, which lists general details about the project. And in that, for example, I'll be talking about the service I attended this morning at St. Michael's Church in Shrewsbury, which is now a Masonic hall. It's a redundant church. But at the war memorial there, there was a special act of remembrance coming up to H hour at the start of the Battle of the Somme. So this isn't St. Chad's remembrance. This is everybody's. And we are trying to play our part to support all the remembrance that's going on throughout the county and beyond. And if anybody listening can't get to St. Chad's, but would like to know that their relative has been prayed for, whether on the anniversary of their death or an entirely different time, we would be very happy to hear from them. Go to the St. Chad's website. It comes up very, very easily on Google. Find us, email us, tell us your relative's name and which week you'd like them included in the service, and we'll do it whether you can be there or not. And that goes for people who've served in any conflict, First War, Second War, Korea, Northern Ireland, wherever, who've died in service between wars, who come from Shropshire, come from anywhere in the country or indeed anywhere in the world. If somebody would like to know that their relative has been prayed for, we will do so. Doesn't have to be on the anniversary. You don't have to come. It's something we'd like to do for you.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.